Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3-year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on The Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better. All right, so joining me here on The Tour Coach, before we hitches a ride to the airport, always on the move. Been fun being up here at Five Iron Golf in New York. Great steak dinner with my boy Colby Touye last night.
Great steak dinner.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
Wanted to pick your brain a little. There's been a lot of talk out there about reverse pivots and stacking till all that stuff. I want to talk about the importance of the pivot and winding up and loading and why that's important, and the difference between, like, I think people confuse shifting and sliding and moving laterally and also twisting versus loading, right? Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about that. Let's start, if you don't mind, with twisting versus loading, because to me, that's confused a lot.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between, there's a huge difference between twisting, turning, and loading and creating leverage. So what I always try to do, what you and I always talk about, is like when you truly load into the golf swing, you have to create energy and force. You have to be able to push, and you got to load into the ground, and you got to unload from the right side into the left side. Where the confusion comes in is most people think just standing and twisting is loading, and it's not.
It's not.
I don't think
all.
It's loading at all. I think you have to create leverage. So the drills that we do, like when I stand on the band and I make you feel like you're pulling the band as you load to your right side, and then you push and you load into the ground into your left side. Man, I think that's a game changer. That's a drill. Picking a specific drill, that's my go-to every time for the loading, to teach the athlete how to load.
Well, and to me, it's one of the best for helping them. I mean, that's such a valuable drill, because it can help you learn to unwind correctly.
Yep.
It can help you learn to push off and stay in posture.
100%.
Well, I talk about another common flaw we see is people, they've all been told to get more pressure, more weight, mass, whatever, behind the ball, and they do it by shifting off the ball. I know there's been great players along the line that have gotten to the outside of their foot, but we're talking about helping the majority of golfers, right? And I see too many times players shift off the ball and they get to the outside of their foot. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think it's just more or less than just pressure. So when we look at ankle mobility and foot stability, I like the weight to feel. I'm trying to get the athlete to feel the weight more on their instep into their backswing, to where now from that position there, it's almost like a box jump. Like I want the athlete to load, and then they literally can jump straight up in the air if I want them to.
Right.
So what happens is they get outside the columns. If the hip doesn't move back first, and then they get the weight to the outside of their foot, they can't jump from the outside of their foot. They're basically going to jump in a different pattern. So for me, getting them to feel that load and that deep right side, to where you're getting an athletic posture, and then now they can start to use the ground more effectively.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about sequence out of the top. We've touched on loading, going back, not shifting and not sliding. Talk about the, you know, let's talk about the importance of one of the things I've learned from you. It's helped me a lot early on, you know, and I see this a lot. And there's a lot of cool training aids out there like pressure shift boards, and I've used them and I use them. But to me, when folks start trying to shift over there, they tend to just lean out of the top. That's correct. To me, the biggest thing, especially all players. Out of the top, they make this good backswing, and there's such an effort to get to their lead side. They just lean their upper body over there. Talk a little bit about, and then with you, I've learned, and we've done a lot of work together on learning to push, actually clear the lead side by pushing off the trail side.
Yes.
And I'll just kind of do it here, but like you're pushing off that trail foot, right?
Yeah, I think the big thing from separation on the top is literally having an athlete try to do that. I think if you start it from the ground up, it activates the lower half first, and then you create that time and space to deliver the club the way you want to with the correct pivot pattern. I think what happens is like when you get to the top and you lean, you're not using the ground anymore. You're basically just doing it with your upper body. So what happens is they get there and they'll start to feel like they have to kick the club out in front of them because they know it's behind them now.
Right.
So for me, like to get deep into your right side and literally just be able to turn your hip first, and this doesn't move. So I'm turning my hip and my upper body to do it. So if I start it with the upper body, now everything starts to clear, and then I can bring the club into the position you want it. And it's all about the pivot.
Right.
So what happens is if you get here and you spin from the top, you're not really using your pivot. You're not effectively using the ground anymore. You're not creating any leverage. You're not creating any load. So it's a huge power gap.
But I think, to me, the one thing, you know, you've told me this. I actually, one of the first things, one of the times I observed Butch, I remember him saying, was that with most good players, if you can get it fixed before they get to the top, they figure out how the hell to go through, right? 100%. And I think that that's a good lesson for teachers out there and for players. Like, I think a lot of the issues that happen coming down to the ball are because they're not loaded into a good – they either don't have a good club face.
Yeah.
And I know when we're working together, if their club face is jacked up, you're like, we got to fix that. And I jump in and fix the club face first. Their setup – or their setup's off. Or they don't load correctly to get the club in a structured good spot.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think it all starts with the setup. Once you learn how to stabilize the face and you use the pivot correctly, it's the merge of happiness and bliss.
The happiness and bliss. I dated one of those once. I know I tipped bliss. But,
but I think you're going to be more inclined to have more consistent and better shots because of that movement pattern is corrected. Like, what happens is once you start compensating, you start leaning and not using the ground and not separating out of the top, then all the manipulation starts happening in the hands. And I think that's a recipe for disaster. So what I try to do in the gym is to compliment on what you're trying to get your athletes to do on the tee.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with
with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And last piece to discuss, power, right? And I want to talk a little bit about power, and I want to talk about balance. Everybody wants more power. I mean, we don't ever have anybody come to the tee at Old Palm and say, I want to hit it shorter.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I've had players do some of this speed training. But to me, just this is just my opinion, it doesn't necessarily transfer great, especially for recreational golfers.
Correct.
Because they don't have any clue where the club head is.
Correct.
So what are your thoughts on how to – I know I've tried to help develop speed by making them stronger with you.
Yep.
Build a pivot, then they get stronger, more flexible, and more stable.
Yep.
Talk about how you build them to add speed, and then talk, if you don't mind, a little bit about what you think the importance of stability and balance is.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a number of things that we look at from a speed standpoint. Number one, you have to be stronger. Mm-hmm. Strength is a direct correlation to speed. And then you also have to train the brain to move faster. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting you stronger, right? So,
okay.
But I'm also going to have to give you moves that's going to learn, teach your brain how to move faster. So we do real explosive band works and
okay.
stuff like that, where I'm trying to get them to rotate as fast as they can. And then once you have those two components, once you teach the pivot, like, you've got to have the stability. If I'm trying to swing 100 and something miles an hour from my right side, driving into my left side, I have to have stability on my left side to receive that load. Mm-hmm. If I don't, I'm just going to collapse and I'm going to fall. I'm going to come out of this golf shot because I don't have the stability on my left side. So things like side planks, single leg drills, and things like that, where I get the glute to work, get the knee to stabilize, get that strong left side where I can push into the ground and then extend with my hips mm-hmm. to deliver the club. But it all correlates to the pivot. For me to corner that hip, I have to be able to use my pivot to be able to create speed.
That's awesome. And I just think, as a tip, like, one of the things I watched early on with you was putting people on unstable surfaces
mm-hmm.
and the effect that that has
yeah.
on the recreational golfer, 100%. Like, putting them on balance discs and
yep.
making them learn,
yep.
one, to get set up,
yep.
and then two, to make a backswing.
Yep.
They've got to wind around their spine and they got to steady 100%. Themselves and balance. Like, to me, that's a simple thing that anybody trying to get better with a backswing could put themselves on balance discs. And shit, they'd get better.
Well, it's the ultimate game changer, because when you can stabilize yourself in a pattern on an unstable surface, the ground's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're recruiting as many muscle fibers as we can. We talk about proprioception. We talk about neuromuscular training. We talk about reactive neuromuscular training. We're placing these specific demands on the brain and the body, the central nervous system, and things like that. That's going to allow you to be a better athlete, to deliver the club and play better golf.
Last question. Junior, two different types of golfers. Junior golfer coming up and just a recreational man or woman, and they decide, hey, I want to start getting better with exercise. Where would you start for each of those? Or would you start the same place?
Surprisingly, most of them really start at the same place. This is going to be an imbalance issue. So we look to see if there's any imbalances or weaknesses in the kinetic chain. So we do that with a recreational golfer, just like I would do with a tour player.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a successful college golfer, I'm still going to screen them the same way. And then from there, I can come up with a blueprint to be able to make them a better golfer.
I thought today one of the most impactful things, and some of the response I got from people after, was the exercises where it's like a screen that I know you do with me and I do just on my own,
is putting them on one leg and having them make one-legged pivots. Like, it's very powerful in the fact that it illustrates right away mm-hmm. how weak and unstable or they are on one side of their body.
It'll show the imbalances they have immediately, because you have an athlete who can't balance on their right leg, then I'm almost willing to bet 9 out of 10 times they can't load their right hip properly.
Correct.
And if I have an athlete that can't pivot off their left leg, then I guarantee you they can't get to their left side.
Colby, it's been awesome. Great time in New York with you. Thanks for all the help, everything you do for me.
Got it.
Well, have a good year, buddy.
Let's go.